the UK/GA red tape. AIA offers solid support of the new UAS roadmap and stretching the CX-4 into a two-seater. This is Aero News for Monday, November 11th. It's Veterans Day, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The UK government and Civil Aviation Authority have announced plans to strip away unnecessary bureaucracy for the UK general aviation sector. Some of the proposed changes were suggested during the General Aviation Red Tape Challenge, which found that the current regulatory regime is often impractical and too restrictive. The GA sector is worth around £1.4 billion to the UK economy and supports up to 50,000 jobs. Minister Grant Shapps said, quote, "We have identified a number of areas where existing regulations are unduly onerous or where the CAA could improve its approach. The measures we are announcing will ensure that the regulatory framework is proportionate, deregulating completely wherever possible, and minimizing regulation where it is still necessary. This will ensure that we have effective safety regulation while supporting the sector for growth. This is in line with both the government's deregulation commitment and also its wider drive for growth in the economy." End quote. For details on the CAA's extensive plans to revamp general aviation regulation in the UK, see our website, www.aero-news.net. And hopefully, the FAA is watching and listening. The Aerospace Industries Association is solidly behind the FAA's roadmap for integration of civil unmanned aircraft systems in the national airspace system. AIA has been advocating for the beneficial civil uses of UAS systems, noting they have tremendous potential for applications such as firefighting, severe storm forecasting, search and rescue, precision agriculture, pipeline monitoring, wildlife conservation, and eventually cargo delivery. Domestic UAS also have the potential to create thousands of jobs, as the FAA predicts 30,000 UAS will be operating in our domestic airspace within the next 20 years. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta addressed the roadmap, which outlines the concrete actions needed to enable UAS integration into the NAS, at a civil UAS forum on Thursday, hosted by AIA's President and Chief Executive Officer Marion C. Blakey, and it led her to comment, quote, "The American aerospace industry is eager to support the integration into our domestic airspace of UAS systems that will help save and improve lives in a variety of ways." End quote. Dave Thatcher of Pensacola, Florida, has a new project just about ready to get off the ground. The 81-year-old aircraft mechanic and designer has stretched his CX-4 single-place design and is getting ready to begin offering kits for a two-place CX-5. Thatcher is being assisted by 65-year-old retired college professor Glenn Bradley, a 6,000-hour pilot who will conduct the flight test on the CX-5. All that remains is for the FAA to give its blessing. Bradley said there's nothing radically new about the CX-5, which is expected to have a cruising speed of 125 miles per hour and a 300-mile range on a single tank of fuel. It is powered by a modified VW engine that will burn standard auto fuel. Thatcher has sold 547 sets of plans for his CX-4 since 2004, according to a report in the Pensacola News Journal. So far, 50 would-be builders have said they will pay $475 for the plans to the CX-5, which is expected to cost about $25,000 to build. The second Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner completed a successful 4-hour, 18-minute first flight on Thursday. The airplane, known as ZB-002, departed Payne Field in Everett, Washington at 0806 Pacific Standard Time and landed at 1224 local time at Seattle's Boeing Field. As the only 787-9 test airplane to be fitted with elements of the passenger interior, ZB-002 will test systems such as the environmental control system in addition to avionics and other aspects of airplane performance. With manufacturing of the 787-9 flight test fleet complete, the first production 787-9 in final assembly and 137 flight test hours to date, 787-9 development is on track. 787-10 development is also reportedly progressing as planned. The first delivery of the 787-9 to launch customer Air New Zealand is set for mid-2014. 26 customers have already ordered a total of 396 787-9s, and Auckland to Perth will be the first scheduled route ever operated by the revolutionary new airplane when the airline takes delivery of the launch aircraft next year. The newest themed airplane in Alaska Airlines fleet flew into Seattle-Tacoma International Airport last week, featuring one of America's most beloved and rusty tow trucks. Adorned with the familiar images of Disney Pixar's animated Cars character Mater, Lightning McQueen, Guido and Luigi, the colorful Boeing 737-800 named Adventure of Disneyland Resort celebrates Alaska's partnership with Walt Disney's original theme park. It is the fifth Disney-themed airplane born out of the successful partnership between Seattle-based Alaska Airlines and Disneyland Resort. When Aero News continues, which balloon ride scheme came first? What has six tails and spins like a lawn sprinkler? And Disney salutes National Aviation Month.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, November 11th. I'm Glenn Warrior. A company called Worldview recently made a splash with a release about a concept to carry passengers to the fringe of space beneath a huge balloon. Now, a second company named Zero to Infinity in Balloon is calling foul play, saying Worldview got the idea from them. InBloon is a Spanish company, which says it has been working on the concept since 2002, according to its founder, José Mariano López Urdiales. He says that three small-scale test flights have been conducted and that a ride to the fringe of space would cost about $150,000. Arizona-based Worldview plans to offer trips for about $75,000, but details remain thin. Paragon Space Development Corporation, which is backing Worldview, says the company has been developing the concept for at least 10 years. Worldview said they had been looking into balloon flights to the high stratosphere long before they heard of InBloon. They pointed out that human flight in high-altitude balloons is not a new concept. No, it's not a new concept, but turning that concept into the equivalent of an amusement park ride, well, that certainly is new. Astronomers viewing our solar system's asteroid belt with NASA's Hubble Space Telescope have seen for the first time an asteroid with six comet-like tails of dust radiating from it like spokes on a wheel. Unlike all other known asteroids, which appear simply as tiny points of light, this asteroid, designated P2013P5, resembles a rotating lawn sprinkler. Not surprisingly, astronomers are puzzled over the asteroid's unusual appearance. Lead investigator David Jewett of the University of California at Los Angeles says it appears that P2013P5 is a fragment of a larger asteroid that broke apart in a collision roughly 200 million years ago. That means the asteroid likely is composed of metamorphic rock and does not hold any ice as a typical comet does. This November, Disney salutes National Aviation History Month, a month-long celebration of U.S. aviation's storied past, with the release of the high-flying family adventure, Planes, on Blu-ray, DVD, digital HD, and on-demand on November 19th, and through educational partnership with aviation museums around the country. Throughout our nation's history, the world of flight has given us such influential role models as the Wright brothers, Charles Lindbergh, and Amelia Earhart, all famous aviators who proved that no matter how high their dreams, with imagination, hard work, and perseverance, anything is possible. Now, the world of Disney Animation gives families everywhere a new kind of high-flying role model in Dusty, the crop-dusting plane with sky-high dreams at the center of Disney's planes. His indomitable spirit reflects that of history's great aviators and is sure to inspire children's imaginations to take flight this month. Well, one thing is for certain. Disney's copywriters are as good at the art of hyperbole as their animators are at the art of movie making. Finally, on this day of all days, please remember to take a moment and thank those that are serving or who have served to protect our freedoms. Happy Veterans Day. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening, and you're now cleared for departure.